listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
She swept me off my feet.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast coming at you today to talk about gifts, talents, skills, and prayers as they pertain to music. I know some of you may be thinking, really? Prayers? Yes, prayers. And we'll dig in a little deeper into why they are important, why all of these are important. Whether you are religious, spiritual, or not, everyone can benefit from prayer. Prayers can only help, not hurt. So why don't more people take advantage of praying for those who are either atheist or agnostic? Why don't more quote-unquote believers pray for each other? Do we not know the prayers? Are we afraid that our prayers will actually come true and then we'll be held accountable for living out those dreams, passions, or hobbies? Is it because we don't want to admit or acknowledge there is a higher power or some other force working to make our lives better or give us life at all? Is it because we are too stubborn, proud, or thick-headed to accept a prayer? Feel like we can do everything on our own? Is it because we don't feel worthy enough to receive a prayer, knowing that we will never be able to do what Jesus did for our fellow brothers and sisters? In the end, and in so many ways, it would mean giving up before ever really trying. What a shame that would be. This same concept can be applied to receiving a gift or talent in music and not doing anything with it, or not using it to its fullest potential, or really anything in life. The same questions can be asked for music as well as countless other professions, careers, hobbies, passions, dreams, or goals. I go back to the old saying, quote unquote here, just a bunch of wasted talent. Wow, that hurts to even hear, doesn't it? Imagine what it would be like if someone said that in reference to you. Or how about the biblical verse about talents? The parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30, tells of a master who was leaving his house to travel. Before leaving, entrusted his property to his servants. According to the abilities of each man, one servant received 5 talents. The second servant received 2 talents, and the third servant received 1 talent. The property entrusted to the 3 servants was worth 8 talents, where a talent was a significant amount of money back then. Upon returning home, after a long absence, the master asked his 3 servants for an account of the talents he entrusted to them. The first and the second servants explained that they each put their talents to work and have doubled the value of the property with which they were entrusted. Each servant was rewarded. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." However, the third servant had merely hidden his talent, buried it in the ground, and was punished by his master, which said, then the one who had received 1 talent came and said, "Sir, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours." But his master answered, "Evil and lazy servant, so you knew that I harvest where I didn't sow and gather where I didn't scatter. Then you should have deposited my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10. For the one who has will be given more, and he will have more than enough. But the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless slave into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Yikes! What a terrible consequence to not using our talents, but rather burying them in fear. If this isn't a call to action, I don't know what is. And yes, this is just one example of a story, right? But there's a lot of truth to that story. We only live once, so why would we not put everything we have into the skills, talents, and gifts we've all been given for the short time we have on this earth? And to take it a step further, it's not just using our gifts and talents, but using them for good. I need to specify this because we could all use our gifts and talents, but end up putting them towards something inherently bad, like blowing up buildings or shooting people. We all know that that's not good. However, that doesn't make the world a better place, right? That ought to be our end goal, making the world a better place by utilizing our gifts, talents, and skills to the best of our abilities. So what specific skills, talents, and gifts do you have? Something to think about. And it may help you through a time of limbo or if you are feeling lost or unfulfilled in life. Maybe it will guide you towards the path you were truly meant to be on and align your soul with what you are called to do and not what the world tells you to do. So I encourage you, discover, be aware, come to a realization of what your true gifts, talents, and skills are. They might be tangible things, like typing really quickly or being able to do math very well. But it could be intangible things like being able to hold a conversation, having the gift of gab. Maybe an intangible and an intangible at the same time could be being athletically talented, where you just can run really fast and you're not sure why. It's just a gift that you have. It's a talent that you have. use it for good. And really find out what it is that you are talented and gifted with. Everybody has one. It's about using that to make the world a better place. That's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good. Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome with a huge focus on music. Today's episode is about musical saints. Yes, saints.
and not the saint in the "that mom is a saint" kind of way, actual canonized saints. And you might be asking yourself, what does this have to do with music? Well, we'll find out. We'll highlight three saints in particular: Pope St. Gregory the First, St. Blaise, and St. Cecilia. So here we go. Pope St. Gregory the First. In Latin, it's Gregorius the First. He was born in 540 AD, died March 12th, 604. Commonly known as St. Gregory the Great, he was a pope of the Catholic Church from September 3rd, 590 to March 12th, 604. He's famous for instigating the first recorded large-scale mission from Rome, the Gregorian Mission, to cover the then-pagan Anglo-Saxons in England to Christianity. Gregory is also well known for his writings, which were more prolific than those of any of his predecessors as pope. He joined a monastery in his mid to late 30s after his father died. He was chosen to serve as an ambassador to the imperial court in Constantinople. He emphasized the aspect of service to the poor for deacons. He ordered his clergy to go out into the streets to find and care for the poorer person. When a famine struck Rome in the 590s, he ordered the church to use its assets to feed the poor. At the time, the church controlled nearly 2,000 square miles of land, overseen by the clergy and used to generate income. Now, instead of selling the produce of the land, Pope Gregory ordered it shipped to Rome and given away for free. That's just amazing. In this way, he saved thousands of people from certain death. He refused to eat until his monks returned from their work of handing out food. He's widely considered to be the first medieval pope, and he was a prolific writer. Upon his death, he was immediately proclaimed a saint by means of popular acclaim. His feast day is September 3rd, and last but certainly not least, he is the patron saint of musicians, singers, students, and teachers. Really cool. What a guy, right? How selfless was he in making sure other people were taken care of before himself? A great model to follow. Our second saint here is Saint Blaise. Considered a physician of souls, it's been said that people often turn to Saint Blaise for healing miracles. In 316, this is AD, the governor of Cappadocia and of Lesser Armenia, Agricola, arrested then-Bishop Blaise for being a Christian. On the way to jail, a woman set her only son, who was choking to death, on a fishbone at his feet. Blaise cured the child, and though Agricola was amazed, he could not get Blaise to renounce his faith. Therefore, Agricola beat Blaise with a stick and tore his flesh with iron combs before beheading him. Wow. That's just unbelievable. So, St. Blaise is invoked for protection against injuries and illnesses of the throat. In many places on the day of his feast, which is February 3rd, the blessing of St. Blaise is given. Two burning candles blessed on the feast of the presentation of the Lord, or the Candlemas, are held in cross position by a priest over the heads of the faithful, or the people are touched on the throat with them. At the same time, the following blessing is given. May Almighty God, at the intercession of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr, preserve you from infections of the throat and from all other afflictions. Then the priest makes the sign of the cross. St. Blaise is often depicted holding two crossed candles in his hand or in a cave with wild animals. This is where those crossed candles come from. He's also often shown with steel combs. The similarity of the steel combs and the wool combs made a large contribution to St. Blaise's leadership as the patron saint of wool combers and wool trade. So you can thank your lucky stars, or you can just thank St. Blaise for healing people's throats, so that we can first breathe, talk, and of course, sing. Our third and final saint for today is Saint Cecilia. She was born in the year 200 AD in Rome, Italy, and lived for only 30 years. But what an impact she must have had to be recognized as a saint in only 30 years of life on this earth. In Latin, Sancta Cecilia is the patroness of musicians. It is written that as the musicians played at her wedding, she sang in her heart to the Lord. Her feast day is celebrated in the Latin Catholic, Eastern Catholic, Anglican, and Eastern Orthodox churches on November 22nd. She is one of seven women, excluding the Blessed Virgin, commemorated by name in the canon of the Mass. Saint Cecilia is regarded as the patroness of music because, like I said, she heard heavenly music in her heart when she was married and is represented in art with an organ or organ pipes in her hand. Officials exhumed her body in 1599 and found her to be incorrupt, the first of all incorrupt saints. She was draped in a silk veil and wore a gold embroidered dress. Officials only looked through the veil in an act of holy reverence and made no further examinations. They also reported a mysterious and delightful flower-like odor which proceeded from the coffin. That's pretty cool. And maybe there's some possible inspiration for Andrew McMahon of something corporate in his other musical projects, as well as Simon & Garfunkel and Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, because each of these groups and songwriters used Cecilia in either a song title or in a song, and they're pretty popular. So that's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Have a good one.
A friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. To slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there through the thick and thin. You know that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life juice. Cause that's what friends are for. Life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. About to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain. I'll flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of my life juice. That's what friends are for.